Alana Dykewoman's death came just before the first staged reading of her play called How to Let Your Lover Die. The play is about Dykewoman's experience taking care of her lover who died of Lewy body dementia. Dykewoman appeared on KPFA's Women's Magazine in 2014 when she was an organizer for a national conference on old lesbians organizing for change, OLOC, which was to take place in Oakland that year.
I think it's really important for old lesbians to get together. And one of the things about being an old lesbian, being an old woman, is that many old women have many kinds of physical disabilities and mobility impairments. And it's really important to be in a place where women can gather together comfortably, have disability support in every aspect of going to a gathering, and still be able to be active, present, and raise hell.
Dykewoman's novels include Beyond the Pale, which won a Lambda Literary Award in 1998, and The River Finger Women, which in 2014 was named among the top 100 lesbian and gay novels of all times. Dykewoman served as an editor in the late 1980s through mid-90s for the lesbian literary theory and art journal called Sinister Wisdom. The current editor, Julie Enzer, said Dykewoman published issues on the topics of class, race, resistance, and religion. Enzer added that Dykewoman often described herself as a culture worker and a radical Jewish dyke. Enzer called Dykewoman an innovative and practical theorist of lesbian feminism, notably through her articulation of and commitment to building practices that centered lesbians, lesbian ideas, and lesbian lives. Sinister Wisdom will co-host a celebration of Alana Dykewoman's life and work in a Zoom celebration on Sunday, September 18th. I'm Eileen Alfandary.